All right, let's jump right in. Today's deep dive takes us into the world of sustainable IT. We're working with some really interesting material from DevoTeam, and they've put together, it looks like, a really good collection of articles and some website content, all focused on how businesses are trying to, you know,
trying to manage this,
deal with the impact. Yeah.
Yeah, the environmental impact of technology, which, you know, I think when we first hear that, we think, oh, my phone, my laptop. But it's so much bigger than that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just to kick things off, one of the things that jumped out at me from the articles was that IT and tech emissions, you know, everything, it's predicted to be about 8% of global greenhouse gases by 2025.
8% by 2025.
That's just around the corner.
That's crazy.
And research suggests that by 2040, it could be 14%.
Wow.
So it's really, it underscores, you know, how urgent it is to bake in sustainability into the way we do IT? Absolutely. So what is driving this massive increase, though? It seems like data centers are a big part of the problem, right?
Yeah, data centers. It's interesting because they are kind of the backbone of our increasingly digital world. Everything, you know,
everything runs through them.
Everything runs through them. Yeah,
it all goes back to the data center.
And by their nature, they use a lot of energy.
They do.
And of course, we're generating, as a society, we're generating more and more data all the time.
Exponentially more.
Yeah, exponentially more.
Every day.
And so, you know, that's putting a strain on those resources.
Just a classic supply and demand problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, it's easy to get overwhelmed by these huge numbers. But one thing I appreciate about the sources is that they don't just dwell on the problem. They actually highlight some real-world solutions that companies are putting into practice right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There were some great examples. I mean, one that I thought was interesting was BNP Paribas, BCEF. They wanted to figure out what the environmental impact was of all of their business applications, and they have something like 400 of them.
400.
Yeah, 400. And so DevoTeam came in and actually helped them develop a tool to assess the impact of all of those applications. And that way, they could really start incorporating those environmental factors into their green IT program.
So it's like they're bringing that hidden cost, that environmental cost, into the light.
Yeah, making it visible.
Making it visible so they can address it.
Right.
So it seems like this shift towards green IT, it's really gaining traction across a variety of sectors, right?
It is. It is. And I think what's really encouraging is that there's a growing recognition that we can't just keep chasing the next big digital innovation without thinking about what the consequences are going to be.
Right. It challenges the idea that technology is inherently clean just because it's not always physical.
Right. You don't always see the smokestacks, but the impact is real.
The impact is definitely real.
Yeah.
So we've talked about individual organizations taking action, but what are some of the bigger frameworks or guidelines that are shaping sustainable IT strategy?
Okay.
I know the sources mentioned the EU Sustainable Development Goals and also the European Green Deal.
Yeah, those are great examples. And they provide a roadmap, really, for both businesses and governments to work towards a more sustainable future.
They're like the high-level vision, right?
A high-level vision, exactly.
Yeah.
So the SDGs, those are a global call to action. They address all kinds of issues like responsible consumption, climate action. It's a big picture view. And then the European Green Deal, that one's specific to the EU, but it sets these ambitious targets for reducing emissions and resource use. So any business operating in the EU has to pay attention to that.
So those are the big picture frameworks. But what about the practical side of things? Are there actual tools and platforms that businesses can use to measure their impact and start reducing it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a bunch of them out there. One that caught my eye was Aguaro My IT Footprint. It's an app that runs on ServiceNow, and it uses the data that a company already has about their assets and their infrastructure to assess the environmental impact.
So they're not starting from scratch. They're using what they have.
Exactly. And that makes it a lot easier to get started.
Absolutely. The sources also mentioned Frug, which seems to take a bit of a broader approach, right?
Yeah, Frugor is cool because it doesn't just measure the carbon footprint. It also looks at the social impact and the digital accessibility of a business.
Wow, so it goes beyond just the environmental piece.
It does, and it aligns with those ESG standards that we're hearing more and more about these days.
It's a more holistic view of sustainability.
Right, exactly. And then you have tools from some of the big players like Google and Soft. Google Carbon Footprint lets businesses track their emissions related to their Google Cloud usage. And then the Soft platform, that one actually automates the process of decarbonizing IT. It gives you insights and recommendations.
So it's almost like having a sustainability expert on call.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It takes some of the guesswork out of it.
It seems like there are options for businesses of all sizes and levels of expertise.
There really are. And as we go deeper into these sources, I'm interested to see how companies are actually putting these tools and frameworks to work to make a real difference.
Yeah, because that's the ultimate goal.
Exactly.
Moving beyond theory and into action.
Absolutely. So we've seen some of the challenges, but what really stuck out to me is that the sources frame sustainable IT not just as something you should do, but almost like,
Like a smart business move.
yeah,
It's a strategy.
it's not just about doing good, it's about doing well.
Yeah.
One of the articles actually kind of lays out the financial case for it.
Oh, interesting.
It's pretty convincing. Yeah.
So let's dive into that for a minute.
Okay.
How can sustainable IT actually boost a company's bottom line? What are
Gosh.
the like concrete ways?
Well, the most immediate impact is often just cost savings.
Okay.
So, if you implement energy efficient practices, you optimize your data center usage, that translates into
Lower energy bills.
lower energy bills, right?
So less waste equals more money in your pocket.
Exactly.
It's a pretty simple equation.
Yes, simple math.
Yeah. Now, are there any like longer term financial benefits?
Well, there's this growing
And the
trend.
sources kind of touch on this, yeah.
Yeah, they do. They talk about how investors are really prioritizing ESG factors when they make decisions.
ESG, so that's
Environmental, social, and governance.
okay. So it's not just appealing to consumers, it's appealing to
It's about the
the
investors.
investors, yeah.
So companies that have good sustainability practices, they're seen as better investment opportunities.
They're the ones that are going to be around for a while.
That's the thinking.
Yeah. It's not just a fad for them. It's like, no, this is how we do business.
Yeah, this is baked into their DNA.
Right.
Yeah.
And beyond the financial side, I think there's also the impact on brand reputation.
Oh, huge.
Right? Because consumers are they're more informed than ever.
Absolutely.
They want to support businesses that are actually doing the right thing.
Yeah, and they're willing to vote with their wallets.
They are.
They'll pay a premium for it sometimes.
Yeah. It's not enough to just offer a great product or service anymore, right? They're looking at like what is your impact on the world?
The whole picture. Yeah.
Yeah. And the sources talk about how a real commitment to sustainability, it's like a differentiator.
Yeah.
It helps you attract new customers, build loyalty.
Yeah, it can even give you a competitive edge.
So it's almost like this ripple effect, where sustainable practices benefit the planet, the company's bottom line,
And the brand. Yeah.
and ultimately the company's image. What other advantages do the sources mention?
Oh, there's one more that I thought was interesting,
Okay.
which is they talk about risk mitigation and future proofing.
Okay, how so?
So, governments around the world are starting to implement all these regulations related to sustainability.
So it's not just about, feeling good or whatever. It's like there are actual laws.
There are laws coming down the pike, yeah.
Yeah.
And so the companies that are already ahead of the curve,
They're going to be in a better position.
they're going to be ready.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to comply and avoid penalties and all that stuff.
So it's not just about avoiding the stick. It's about, really setting yourself up for success.
Yeah, being proactive,
Yeah.
not reactive.
Right. It's almost like sustainable IT is not a trend. It's,
It's the new normal.
yeah.
This is how business is going to be done.
The businesses that are going to thrive are going to have this in their, like I said, in their DNA.
It's part of how they operate.
It's the operating system of the
Love
business.
that. Yeah.
Okay. So one of the tools that keeps coming up in the sources is the Fruger platform.
Oh, yeah, Fruger.
It seems to offer a pretty comprehensive way to measure and manage all of this.
It
Can we
does.
talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. Fruger is developed in France, and what's really interesting is that it goes beyond just measuring a company's carbon footprint.
Okay.
It also assesses their social impact and their digital accessibility.
Okay. So it's bringing in those ESG
Bringing
standards,
in all the ESG stuff,
the E, the S, and the G.
the whole packets.
Yeah. So it's like a 360-degree view of sustainability,
I like that.
not just a narrow slice.
Yeah, the whole picture.
And how does it gather all this data?
Well, it pulls in data from all sorts of sources.
Like what?
So, like energy meters, IoT sensors, even utility bills. And then it uses algorithms
To make sense of it
to
all.
make sense of it all, yeah. And it can identify trends, pinpoint areas where a company can improve. It's pretty slick.
So it's taking data that might be, scattered around in different systems and bringing it together.
Centralized view,
Yeah.
one dashboard, yeah.
Okay. But does it just like present the data, or does it actually help companies do something with it?
Oh, it helps them manage it. It has all these tools for goal setting, tracking progress. You know, it can give you recommendations that are specific to your needs.
It's like having a personalized sustainability consultant.
I love that. Yeah. And to make it even more insightful, it uses this certificate rating grid.
Okay.
And so it evaluates a company's performance and gives them a grade, like a letter grade and a score.
Oh, like you're back in school.
It is. It is. And it's based on their environmental performance, their social performance, and also their sufficiency performance.
Sufficiency. That's an interesting one. What does that mean exactly?
So sufficiency, sometimes it's called sobriety.
Okay.
It's all about resource efficiency, doing more with less.
Okay.
Minimizing waste. You know, making sure your operations are streamlined.
So it's not just about reducing the bad stuff. It's about, like, making the most of what you have.
Exactly. Getting the most bang for your buck, but in a sustainable way.
Yeah. And how does Frugor measure that?
Well, it breaks down sufficiency into three areas.
Okay.
Technical, functional, and design.
Okay. What does that mean in practice?
So it looks at, like, the maintainability and scalability of your IT systems, the user-friendliness of your digital products, even the visual design of your websites and apps.
Wow, so it's pretty granular.
It is. It really encourages businesses to think holistically and find those little opportunities to be more efficient.
And those little things add up.
They do. They do. The little things make a big difference.
And all of this ties back to those ESG standards that we talked about.
It does, yeah. Companies are being evaluated on their ESG performance more and more.
And that's becoming a big deal.
Huge deal. For investors, for consumers.
Yeah.
It affects everything.
So Frugor can be a really valuable tool.
Definitely.
Especially for businesses that are serious about improving their ESG rating.
And attracting those investors who care about sustainability.
Exactly.
It's a win-win.
Okay. So why all this focus on sustainable IT? Specifically, I mean, sustainability is important across all industries.
It is, but...
But these sources are really zeroed in on tech.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. The IT industry has this unique and growing impact on the environment.
I think it's easy to forget because so much of it is intangible.
It's all in the cloud, right?
It's in the cloud, yeah.
Yeah.
But those clouds have to live somewhere.
Exactly. There's a physical footprint.
Yeah.
All those data centers, the energy it takes to power our devices, the resources to manufacture them, the e-waste problem.
We're upgrading our phones every couple of years.
Yeah. All that stuff adds up.
It adds up, yeah. So sustainable IT is about recognizing that our digital lives have a very real impact.
And taking responsibility for that.
Yeah.
Making sure that our reliance on technology doesn't, you know, destroy the planet.
Doesn't come back to bite us.
Yeah, exactly.
This conversation has been really insightful. I'm starting to see how this is such a, like, multifaceted issue.
It is. It's complex.
Yeah.
There's a lot to it.
It has these big implications for businesses, for governments, for individuals, for everyone, really.
It affects all of us.
And it's a field that's constantly evolving.
Yeah. Things are changing so fast.
But it's also exciting.
It is exciting.
Because there's so much innovation happening.
So much potential, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay.
All right, so we've talked about the why of sustainable IT.
Mm-hmm.
But now I want to get into the how. Like, what are the actual solutions that are out there? What are people doing?
Well, there's a lot of really cool innovation happening. We talked earlier about data centers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how they're these massive energy hogs.
Yeah, they're a big part of the problem.
Yeah. Cloud computing is another area where there's a lot of potential.
Yeah, the cloud, that gets a lot of attention, but the sources seem to suggest that it can actually be a force for good when it comes to sustainability.
Yeah, because cloud providers, they often have the scale and the resources to optimize their infrastructure in a way that individual businesses can't.
They can do things that we can't.
Yeah, exactly. So they can invest in more efficient data centers. They can transition to renewable energy sources. And all of that reduces their carbon footprint. And by extension, it reduces the footprint of the businesses that are using their services.
It's like a collective effort, almost.
It is. We're all in this together.
Right. And it's not just the infrastructure. It's also the software itself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the code.
The code, yeah. There's this idea of software optimization.
Software optimization.
Making the software itself more sustainable.
Right. So developers are starting to think about the environmental impact of their code.
Which is not something that would have crossed my mind a few years ago.
No, but it's becoming more and more important. And there are things they can do, like reducing the number of times the software has to access data from storage.
Yeah.
Because it's a really energy-intensive process.
Mm.
Or using more efficient algorithms, you know, ones that can achieve the same outcome with fewer calculations.
So it's about making the software leaner and meaner.
Exactly. Doing more with less.
And all those little tweaks at the code level, they add up.
They really do. Especially as we generate more and more data.
Right. It's not just about optimizing what we have. It's about rethinking the whole life cycle of our devices.
Absolutely. That brings us to the circular economy.
The circular economy. That's a buzzword we hear a lot. But how does it apply to IT specifically?
Well, it's about moving away from that traditional linear model, you know, take, make, dispose.
Yeah, the old way of doing things.
Right. We need to design devices that can be reused, repaired, recycled. Keep them in circulation for as long as possible.
So it's about maximizing the value we get out of the resources that went into making them.
Exactly. And we're seeing this happening. Companies are designing devices that are easier to repair and upgrade. Refurbishment programs are becoming more common. And of course, responsible recycling is essential.
Yeah, we've got to close the loop.
Close the loop. It's a whole system approach. Now, you know, there are challenges with all of this.
Yeah, nothing's perfect.
Right.
What are some of the downsides of the challenges to sustainable IT?
Well, one of the big ones is the upfront cost.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes those more sustainable technologies, they require a bigger initial investment.
Which can be a barrier for some companies.
It can, especially smaller businesses.
But as we talked about earlier, you know, those investments often pay off in the long run.
They do. It's about taking that long-term view.
Yeah. What other challenges are there?
Well, I think it's important to remember that this isn't a one-time fix.
It's a journey.
It's a journey. You need to constantly be monitoring, evaluating, making adjustments.
It's a commitment.
It is. And that can be tough for some companies. They might not have the resources or the expertise.
Right.
But luckily, there are resources out there, consulting firms that can help.
Yeah. And we talked about some of those tools and platforms.
Yeah. Fruger, for example.
It can help guide you along the way.
Absolutely. But ultimately, I think the biggest challenge, the one we really need to crack, is the mindset shift.
Yeah. It's not just about technology. It's about how we think about technology.
Exactly. Sustainability needs to be baked into our DNA.
It's not an afterthought. It's a core principle.
It's how we do business.
This whole deep dive has been really eye-opening. I feel like I have a much better grasp on this now.
It's complex, but it's also really exciting.
Yeah, there's so much potential.
There is. And I think as more people wake up to the urgency of this, we're going to see even more amazing solutions coming out.
I hope so. Well, I think that's about all the time we have for today.
Yeah, we covered a lot of ground.
We did. Thank you so much for joining me on this exploration of sustainable IT.
It's been my pleasure. Always a good conversation.
And to all our listeners out there, thanks for tuning in to The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time.